When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
LA's most listened.
570 KLAC. 98.7 KYSR. HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
AM 570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, let's go. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peet on AM 570, LA Sports. Free agency was very, very good to the Lakers. Thumbs up to Rob Pelinka.
You sound like Chico Escuela from the 1970 Saturday Night Live.
Betty, Betty, good. To the Lakers. And congratulations to the work that they put in and what they've accomplished. Let's talk about what the Lakers did during free agency. Who's out with the Lakers? Avery Bradley is out. He signed with the Heat. Rajon Rondo is out. He signed with the Hawks. JaVale McGee is out. They traded him. Dwight Howard is out. He ended up signing with the 76ers.
Good luck, Doc.
And Danny Green is out, but he was out, and he eventually was traded to the 76ers.
There he is, Doc.
There he is. You got him. Now, the Dwight Howard thing is pretty funny. Because
you saw his social media tweet or Instagram, what he put out, or tweet?
Yeah, he was excited to stay with the Lakers.
Yeah, Laker Nation.
Let's run it back.
No place I'd rather be.
Right. Well, that 20 minutes later, that changed. And the reason it changed is the confusion was, did Dwight misunderstand his agent? Was the deal not done? Did he get the impression that it was a foregone conclusion? Bottom line is, he wasn't staying. They weren't going to pay him. Interesting, he still signed for the veterans minimum with the 76ers. And that tells you that the Lakers were going to move in a different direction. So Dwight was gone. We told you who's gone. Here's who's in. Right off the bat, we know Dennis Schroeder was in. Montrezl Harrell. Wow.
Yeah, that was a shocker. Of all the things, that was the shocking one to me. Wasn't it to you, Fred, or was it something else? Was the Schroeder one more shocking than Montrezl?
No, Montrezl was the winner of all-time shock. And what they did is they just reached across the hall and pulled him into the other locker room. He signed a 2-year deal. So now the Lakers, if you look at who they had at center, they had JaVale McGee and they had Dwight Howard. Now they have Montrezl Harrell. Okay. So that's a pretty good move. Reigning sixth man of the year. Did not look good in the bubble, but of course had left. His grandmother was ill, the funeral. Montrezl Harrell is an incredible pickup, 2-year deal. Who else will they have at center now? Marc Gasol. You can go home again. If you remember, they drafted Marc Gasol, but then sent his rights to Memphis to get his brother.
Right.
Okay, so Marc Gasol is not what he was, but he's still a lot better than most. Marc Gasol and Montrezl Harrell are now playing center for the Lakers. I think we can both agree that's a definite upgrade there. From Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee.
And I don't know about that, Fred.
You don't think?
I don't know.
It's an upgrade.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
You do know.
Dwight Howard gave you last year, Fred. You can't deny that. He gave you everything he got.
I'm not saying
he was instrumental. He was very instrumental in the Lakers' success last year.
And as good as Montrezl Harrell is offensively, he is not a good defensive player, which is what JaVale and Dwight both gave you.
It's time to score.
And who?
Time to light it up.
And who struggled against the Joker. Joker ate him up.
Yeah, but you could make the argument.
No, I'm making the argument.
Yeah, but you could say there's a train of thought that would suggest that he just wasn't back in shape because he had missed so much time.
He was in the he could have been in the best shape of his life. He's a liability defensively because he's a tweener. Does not mean he's not good, but there's a certain void that he does not fill that those guys left. Now, Marc Gasol, I think, is actually is underrated at this point. He's a very good defensive player, and his defensive numbers, metric, production all across the board was similar to Dwight's, but his offense is better than Dwight.
Yeah, so and he can stretch the floor.
Yeah, so that's an upgrade. But I don't know if you can even say defensively that it's a lateral move, JaVale McGee to Montrezl Harrell. But Harrell, you know, averaged 20 points off the bench. He can definitely score. And it adds scoring punch off the bench, what the Lakers were lacking last year. So it upgrades him somewhere for sure.
Yeah,
so you're getting some, but you're losing some. You're getting some, but you're losing some.
You bust your bubble. You came in there all excited with your head inflated, like the greatest thing ever happened in the whole wide world. And Kevin just hit you with the hot facts.
Right in the face.
Let me give you the hot fact. Let me give you a hot fact. You know what? I don't think I've ever been hit with the hot facts before. So that's the first time. Took a shot there. But I'll say this. There's two guys. Who do you want? Montrezl Harrell or Dwight Howard? Tell me right now. Who do you want?
It depends.
Okay, that's not the answer. The correct answer is...
That's not the answer you wanted?
No, that's the wrong answer. The answer is Montrezl Harrell.
I will say, for how the Lakers are constructed, they can hide his defensive deficiencies better than the Clippers could because he can play next to Anthony Davis, who's a unicorn and can guard anybody and do anything. You can play him next to Marc Gasol, who's both good defensively and offensively. And at times, it was hard to cover up his deficiencies when he's playing next
to him. Okay, let me put it to you this way. Yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
No, go on.
Put it this way. The Clippers got Serge Ibaka. Who would you rather have?
Well, we're going to get to that.
I know, but I'm just saying we're talking about Montrez.
It's a valid question.
I'd rather have Serge Ibaka.
I would too.
Okay, but we'll get to the Clippers.
I will say this, Fred. I'm in no disrespect because I love Trez. I love the way he plays. The X factor that he brings too is the attitude, the grit, the attitude, what he brings, the energy that he'll bring to the Lakers when he's in the game. I think will elevate them even more. So that's part of, I think, the other part, as you get past the stats and the numbers part of it, it's his grit, his attitude, his approach, his toughness, all of those things. It'll be a welcome sight for the Lakers to have him in the lineup.
Right. So as I pointed out, it's a good move.
No, it's a good move, Brad.
All right.
We just had to get, you know, before you went crazy and crowned him again and then have to tear him up in, you know, March and April like you usually do.
You know that's coming.
You know, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's not. But it was an upgrade and a good move. Now, they also acquired Wesley Matthews. You have a problem with that, Kevin?
No, he's great. He's a replacement for Danny Green. He's like $13 million cheaper and has the exact same production, if not slightly better, I believe.
And that's my point.
It's hard to beat.
Right.
And that's your point?
That's my point.
That's your point.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're channeling that through me.
I'm not going to sit here and let the two of you rip to shreds the work that's been done this weekend. Next up, Markieff Morris says he's coming back.
Well,
you
like
got
that.
You got a problem with that one, too?
No.
I like that. For the minimum, too, right?
Yeah, for the
or
minimum.
Cheap.
Can stretch the floor, can play some defense.
Absolutely. Gives you another guy with attitude coming back. I like that. Him and Trez together.
Oh, so suddenly Trez seems like a much better deal.
Again,
now.
We said in context with Trez. No one said he was a bad signing. See, now you're putting words in our mouth, Fred.
There you go.
I think everybody heard what you said. I think everybody's listening very closely.
What is your interpretation of what I said, Fred?
Montrez sucks. It's a bad move. He's a miniature midget. And
that's
he
how
can't
stuff
play
gets.
Defense.
That's how it gets started, Kevin. Yep. Guys like Fred throwing it out there and misrepresent the facts.
Okay.
And Kevin just hit you with facts, and now you're going to misrepresent the facts that Kevin hit you with.
No, he hit me with hot facts.
Yes,
right.
He did.
He singed me.
One thing he does do, and this is in lockstep with Schroeder, and you still have Kuzma. You know, we talked about the Clippers, all the firepower they had coming off the bench last year. The Lakers, their bench was a big weakness, especially offensively. Now you're looking at it could possibly be a strength. You know, last year the Lakers oftentimes started Danny Green and KCP in the backcourt. They didn't have a traditional point guard. They can do that again. They can start KCP, who they also re-signed over the weekend, next to Wes Matthews, and they can bring Schroeder off the bench along with Montrezl Harrell, along with Kyle Kuzma. That's a nice trio to have off the bench offensively for some firepower.
100%. I mean, we saw that last year, the Lakers, where we always talked about the Clippers being 9-10 deep, right? The bench, the depth, that would give them the advantage. And obviously the bubble, it didn't give them any kind of advantage because they fell off a cliff. But given that it's a shortened season turnaround, Lakers have less of time off than other teams. LeBron's getting a little bit older. This gives them opportunity to rest LeBron. I'm not saying, you know, take games off, but I'm talking about minutes wise. Whereas, you know, last year you felt as soon as they scored two buckets in a row, the opposing team, you saw, okay, LeBron's got to get back in the game. Whereas I think that, to your point, Kevin, the firepower that they just added allows LeBron to get, and AD as well, to get more rest during the course of ball games.
All right, and they also re-signed KCP. 3-year deal.
I like that.
Yeah. Fred?
You don't like that.
Your thoughts on that, Fred? Because I feel like...
You're looking bewildered.
Yes.
But you know what? They got him for what he wanted and they could afford, and that works. Fine. He's the guy
Why are you hating on KCP?
Believe me, of this group, I'm not doing any hating.
Oh, sounds like, Fred.
No, I'm not doing that.
It was like, ooh, trans. Ooh, yeah. Marc Gasol, oh, upgrade. KCP, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you know, the price was whatever.
They got him. They got him.
They got him for what he wanted.
Did you want him back, Fred?
I'm 50-50 because his body of work, although better near the end, has been inconsistent since he's been here. And I don't know which guy you're going to get. Maybe we're going to get the guy they hoped they got when they traded with Detroit some years ago.
They got that guy. Well, they got that guy when it counted.
Well, let's find out if they got that guy this year.
No. You didn't hear me. They got that guy when it counted.
Okay, you know what? We're starting to recount in a month. The game started.
Who are you?
That's great.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't we have enough recounts going on? To
come. Yeah, so... That's it. That's the Lakers.
You can recount it as often as you want, Fred, but as we're finding out, it's going to end up with the same result. So KCP is good, and he's here to stay. So accept it.
All right. So anyway, that's the Lakers. I think we all agree they're better today than they were. Can we agree to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's move to the Clippers. Who's out? Landry Shamet went to the Nets. Jamichael Green went to Denver. We know Montrez went to the Lakers. And Rodney Magruder went to Detroit. So who's in? Well, they held on to Patrick Patterson. They did trade for Luke Kennard, and then they signed Serge Ibaka, basically to the same deal that the Lakers signed Montrezl Harrell to.
And Marcus Morris they retained as well.
And Marcus Morris, yes. Right, which I think is huge.
Yes.
That was huge, and they paid
him. That was huge. Did you see them going back and him and Markieff going back and forth over the weekend?
No.
On social media, Twitter? Uh-huh. Well, apparently, because obviously they're twins, but they have... they have a joint bank account since they've been in the league with their contracts. And so they share the money. So Keith was like, that $64 million is going to sure look good in our bank account.
What? That cannot be true. Two grown men.
Yes.
Cannot share a bank account.
Yes. They got a joint account, Fred. What's wrong with that? They're twins.
They do everything together.
You're telling me. They have a joint bank account? They don't have their own bank account?
I'm sure they have their own too, but they have a joint bank account which they've shared their contracts into the joint bank account since they started in the NBA.
Well, what does that mean? What's in there? What's yours is mine? What's mine is yours?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like.
So if
you have a problem with that, Fred?
Well, I think it's great, especially for Markieff if he wants to buy a new house. There's a lot more money from Marcus in there.
It'd be interesting to see are they married or how long they've been married? How that goes over, right?
So
funny enough, the Clippers were interested in Markieff as well, and Markieff tweeted out earlier today that he's staying with the Lakers, but it sounds like it came down to the wire as to whether he was going to join his brother with the Clippers or stay with the Lakers. So that's a big win for the Lakers to be able to keep Markieff in the fold.
It's great to keep them both in town.
Oh, yeah.
They're fun to watch.
Makes it even more fun.
Yeah, and they're fun guys to watch. All right, so that's it. The new-look Lakers and the tweaked Clippers. Who came out on top over the weekend, Rodney? Lakers or Clippers?
Well, I think the splash came from the Lakers. I think that that was big. I think the Schroeder move to start off with, and then you know, Trez, because it came from the Clippers. You know, I think it's kind of like a little more of a dig, Fred. Like you know, you like that kind of digging at the little brother across the hall, and that's what it felt like. So. To steal a guy that was part of the heart and soul of the Clippers, and now he's a Laker, just adds insult to injury, because he certainly was a big factor. You know, obviously had, as everybody did for the Clippers, had some emotional issues in the bubble, but sixth man of the year, what he did for them, what he brought, and then for the Lakers to steal him, it was huge. And so, yeah, I would say the Lakers had to win over the weekend.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan on an LA Football Monday. Yeah, Freddie. Everybody had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers really had a good weekend. Clippers had a good weekend, too. But the Lakers, I think, had a really good weekend.
Well, that's what I was trying to say before.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's find out who agrees with us. Dan Wojcicki, the man with a plan from the LA Times, national basketball writer, good friend of the show, all over it like a cheap suit. Hello, Dan.
Whoa. Who are you calling a cheap suit?
I'm just saying.
No, it's fair. That is a fair description. Guys, I hear you talking about free agency, and, you know, it all sounds good, but I got to be honest. I really wasn't paying any attention this weekend. I was too busy sulking that I did not get invited to Rodney's $50,000 a plate virtual charity fundraiser. And it was, I mean, you know, Magic was there. There's all sorts of important people. I would have thought I would have gotten an invite, and I just stared at my computer all weekend waiting for that Zoom invite to show up. Never came.
I sent you the invite and the passcode. Oh, man.
Rodney?
Maybe that was the one. I sent you the one to Ibiza.
Rodney, maybe it got intercepted on the way.
Maybe. I've been known to throw a few interceptions there, Dan Wojcicki. Nah, thanks for bringing that up. That was great. Yeah, we had a great time. And, you know, this trying time of raising money and charities and things of that nature, a lot of them taking a hit, including ours. But we were able to do a Zoom virtual concert call. It was great. As a matter of fact, as you mentioned, Magic was on. We had Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills and Maxwell and In Vogue, our good friends. They all performed and sang songs, and Tamia and Grant Hill. Tamia sang. I mean, it was fantastic. Dave Roberts came on and joined us. Andrew Friedman was on. It was fantastic. It was really good. Thanks, Dan.
Sounds great, Rodney. Sounds like a real nice evening.
You didn't submit your music, Dan, because you were required to sing, and we didn't get your music in time.
All sorts of talent. I would have picked a lovely song. Don't know what it would have been.
Dan, no, you know what? This is a great point. You do have all sorts of talent. You would have picked a lovely song. Sadly, you were not included over the weekend, but you certainly have the floor now if you'd like to sing.
Oh.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't give that away. That's how you raise money, yeah. Fred.
There you go. There you go, right. Danny.
I got you.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
Okay, so let's get into it. Lakers and Clippers. I think the Lakers are appreciably stronger today than they were when they ended the season. Am I crazy?
No, you're right. I think you're right. I mean, I think when we look at kind of the balance sheet of the last week, you know, and you see who's out and who's in, I think it's hard to make an argument that they're not better. You know, I think Rajon Rondo brought a lot of intangibles to the table. And he was certainly valuable in the postseason. Dennis Schroeder is a better, younger player today. You know, that's just a fact. You know, I mean, this is a guy that a lot of people thought should have been the sixth man of the year. He was terrific in multi-guard lineups in Oklahoma City. And anytime you play with LeBron James, you're essentially in a multi-guard lineup. Should be just a great fit. I don't know anybody around the league who thinks that's a bad swap. Same would go for Marc Gasol and JaVale McGee. You know, your JaVale was a fairly steady hand, all things considered, in his time with the Lakers as a starting center. But you move him, you move on, and you bring in a guy who's regarded as one of the smartest players in the NBA, a guy who can, you know, do things with his head and his passing that JaVale McGee just simply cannot. He's not the same type of rim runner and finisher, but he doesn't need to be, because you also got Montrezl Harrell, who is a terrific finisher and is a terrific rim runner in the pick and roll, and a guy who I think the things that he did poorly that hurt the Clippers, and there were plenty of them, I think will largely be negated on the Lakers. And we didn't even mention a Danny Green for Wesley Matthews swap, which is sort of a push. And so I think that's why, you know, bringing back Markieff Morris today too as well. I think it's really hard to make an argument that they're not in a better situation or a better position than they were at the end of last year. With the only kind of, I had this conversation with an executive, and it is kind of strange. I do feel like they got better, but maybe slightly less trustworthy. You know, in the sense that you did have a guy, Danny Green, who's proven championship pedigree, you know, playoff Rondo is apparently a very real thing. We knew, I mean, I forgot to mention the guy who might have made the biggest impact on the team, Dwight Howard, you know, who, like, you kind of, I mean, you felt pretty good about what he was going to give you. He was going to be physical, he was going to crash a glass, and he was going to dunk, right? Like, that's what Dwight Howard did pretty much every game this year. You know, some dumb fouls in there, certainly, but you kind of like the toughness and stuff that he brought. They've really changed, and I think they're a better basketball team, and I think I like the roster better, this version of it, than the one that won the title.
Hey, Dan, when you go back to what you said. You said that, you know, some things that Montrez did with the Clippers hurt the Clippers, whereas some of those same things will help the Lakers. What do you mean by that?
Well, not that they'll help the Lakers. I just think that you can cover up some of those deficiencies, right? Like, you've got a guy, you come to the Lakers, and obviously there's a stronger sort of leadership infrastructure, right? So I think he will be asked to kind of speak for the team less frequently. I don't know that he was asked to ever really do it with the Clippers, but he did a couple times, and it caused issues. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think, you know, some of the things that he does or doesn't do defensively are a lot more tolerable when you've got Anthony Davis there to try to help clean him up. You know, it's and especially even on the perimeter too, when you have, it's not Lou Williams out there that you're guarding pick and rolls with. It's maybe Alex Caruso, you know, who's a much better defender. And so I think the Lakers' overall defensive strength, I think, kind of masks some of Montrezl Harrell's weaknesses. I think the fact, again, that you're playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it maybe narrows a little bit of his lane, which is good. I think, like, because he's very good at the stuff that he does, and when he starts to get out of that lane a little bit, it gets maybe a little dicier. But I think he goes into a situation, too, honestly, where he's gonna be allowed to score, and he's gonna be a really important pick and roll player as a swing guy between the first and second units, and I think that's more of what the Lakers need than what the Clippers needed, right? Like Montrezl Harrell got played off the floor, if we're gonna be honest, right? In that Western Conference semifinals, even though Doc Rivers kept playing him, Denver knew to attack him, and they did repeatedly, and whether it was sort of the hangover effect of the tragic loss of his grandmother, whether it was being out of shape from and being rusty, whether it was just the size of the moment. You know, it's hard to 100% know what it was, but he didn't contribute in that series. I think he really only played well one game, and it was mostly in garbage time. But I think a lot of those weaknesses, Rodney, are covered up by things the Lakers do well.
Okay. So now you've broken down what the Lakers have done. Let's talk about the Clippers. Markieff Morris, that was huge. I think getting Serge Ibaka was huge for the Clippers as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think hanging on to Markieff Morris was sort of a must. You know, they're so asset-strapped, Fred, that, you know, when you trade a first-round pick like the Clippers did to get Markieff Morris, like, the idea is you're not doing that just for 15, 20 games, right? Like, I mean, that's, like, ideally that's someone you can keep into the fold. And yeah, they had to pay him to keep him, and it's a big contract. But look, I think if we've learned anything in this NBA, is even the most untradeable contracts are always essentially tradable. And it's good to have that kind of money on your books, because if you ever do want to, say, get into, like, you know, I'm just, this is wild speculation, right? Let's say that they decide they want a big, like a truly big three, and they need to put together the money to get James Harden. You know, now you've got a $17 million contract on your books that you can add to the math, right? Which is helpful. But even beyond that, I just think it gives them some toughness. It gives them, you know, some outside shooting. He was really good in the playoffs. He was a guy who showed up in the postseason. And I think it gives them, fits into their sort of overall identity. And then I think the Ibaka thing is massive, right? Like, how different do we view the Clippers offseason? If they don't replace Montrezl Harrell with Serge Ibaka, who I think is a better fit, again, for what the Clippers need. You know, he gives them a little more floor spacing. He's a little bit of a steadier hand. And he's a much better defensive player. He's not the defensive player he used to be. He doesn't block shots like he used to. He's not that elite athlete that he once was. But he's a very smart defender, a good teammate, a guy that I think people will like having around. And I think he fits a lot of what the Clippers are trying to do better than what Montrezl Harrell does. And that's why it's kind of that weird situation where I really think it's a win for both parties, that type of swap. I mean, it's a trade the Clippers, I believe, would have made last year had they been given that opportunity. And you know, they're able to make that move right now, and they get a player they like who quite frankly, maybe even most importantly, kind of fully understands the Kawhi Leonard experience, right? Like, really knows how to navigate the frustrations and the ins and outs of Kawhi's personality and the strain that load management places on everybody else.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, how much do you think that may have? I mean, they got a great deal, but that may have, you know, factored in, especially given, and no disrespect for, you know, towards Trez, but you did mention that sometimes he spoke and they had to have quiet meetings. Doc had to have meetings with him about, you know, certain things. How much do you think that the chemistry situation played into it, as well with the Clippers, as they, you know, the grumblings out of the bubble was they had lack of chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, when it comes to that stuff, right, it's best not to listen to what teams have to say. It's best just to look and see what you see, right? And I think it was clear that was a team that never gelled, you know, for whatever reason, whether it was sort of these competing kind of identities, right? You had this team from 2 years ago that played with the sort of frenzy of you know, I mean, this is a very a very graphic image, but the way that team played 2 years ago always reminded me of, like, if somebody had, like, pinned your shoulders down in a pool, the way that, like, you would fight to get up, to get a breath, that's sort of how that Clipper team always played. They played with that sort of desperation. Yeah, I had some older cousins around you that were very bad people.
It wasn't just pin your shoulders down. You had to throw the pool into it too.
it's essentially at that point an attempted murder. At a certain point where it's like, let's hold Dan's head underwater until he blacks out, and maybe he'll come too. I think, but they fought with that sort of kind of, you know, you can't drown us sort of intensity, and that's never going to be the case when you add guys as good as Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, because you can't fake that desperation. You can't fake that underdog mentality, because most nights you're not the underdog and most nights you're not desperate. And I think they always struggled to kind of put those two things together. I think they thought it would be easier. At least they said they thought it would be easier, and it never really happened. And you could kind of, you know, you could hear it and you could see it. So I think, it's just a clearer path to an identity in terms of what they want and what they need. They don't have to change anything for someone who is already here. Montrezl Harrell was a terrific Clipper. This is not intended to disrespect Montrezl Harrell. He made the most of his opportunities. He had carved out a spot for himself in this league by playing hard and playing with intensity and playing with, like, you know, being a little ferocious. And that should be applauded. The league would be better if more people played that way. I think it's just a matter of, again, fit, timing, all of those different things. And I think, who is that valuable for? And I think at this time, it feels to me like that's more valuable to the Lakers than it was to the Clippers. And that's why, you know, you haven't heard a whole lot of, like, I mean, look, the Clippers aren't saying anything, right? Like, they're very quiet. Like, they move, like, through off seasons and trade deadlines like a group of, like, you know, suit-wearing ninjas. Like, that's how they kind of handle their business. But like, you haven't heard a ton of hand-wringing over losing Montrezl Harrell. And it's, I don't think it's to take shots at him or anything like that. I just think that they know that they that there were a different type of player that maybe made more sense for them.
Okay, so overall, when it's all said and done, who wins the weekend? I think the Lakers probably win the weekend in L.A.
Yeah.
Do the Lakers win the weekend in the league?
I think so. I mean, really, it just, again, it feels very impressive sort of what they've done, the way that they've been able to kind of not sit back and just kind of hide behind the veneer of, you know, let's run it back and try it again and defend, which is always an option for a front office after you win a title. Like, and that's, you have that luxury. It's hard to really be like, to fault the team for trying to do something like that. And I think so kudos to Rob Pelinka, kudos to LeBron James and to Rich Ball and Anthony Davis and all the people who had a hand in kind of putting this together. I think like they upgraded their talent. There's no question. I mean, there are some other teams out there that I think got better. I think obviously Milwaukee acquiring Drew Holiday, and even though the Bogdanovich deal fell apart, I like kind of some of the things they did on the periphery, adding Bryn Forbes, adding Torrey Craig, I think makes them a better team. I like what they did. Atlanta upgraded their talent. Obviously the Phoenix Suns are coming. That is a team that will be in the playoff push next season. If not, it is a colossal disappointment. They are in a position to go. But I think, like, ultimately, like you said, I mean, you have to talk yourself into all those other teams. You don't have to talk yourself into the Lakers, right? Like, it's just all there right in front of you. They addressed all their needs, and every time they created a hole, they were able to somehow fill it with somebody just as good, if not better.
All right. Dan, thanks for coming on. Thanks for the insight, as always. If we don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you guys, same to all the listeners. Everybody be safe, all right?
Come on, let's go. Who's this? Who's playing?
Who is this?
866-987-2570. First caller in gets a crack at Rodney and Ronnie today.
I am so proud of all of you.
Bravo.
You're doing really well.
Great job.
Socially isolating, wearing a mask, working remotely when you have the opportunity, generously tipping your strippers.
Hot Wings Williams, Lap Dance Lou.
Okay, so a setback here and there. But hey,
this accident occurred.
We got sports back. Job mostly well done. LA's best sports talk is AM 570 LA Sports. And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon delight.
All this Fendi and Gucci is goofy. LB Council, you tell them to sue. Rolex, AP, ain't shoot. Y'all follow, need that, need us. Almighty, black dollar, black dollar. Them bottles ain't
popping, today, ain't chase. Afternoon Delight is Almighty Black Dollar by Jeezy. Fresh off his Versus battle against Gucci Mane, Snowman released this song along with an accompanied music video last week. The song features rapper Rick Ross and appears on his recently released album entitled The Recession 2. While the music video was shot on location at the Fox Theater and is inspired by the story of drug kingpin Frank Lucas. Again, today's Afternoon Delight is Almighty Black Dollar by Jeezy, featuring the boss, Rick Ross.
Rogan and Rodney Roulette.
Who is this guy?
This is who I am.
Who is this guy?
Who this?
And today is part of our season of giving, AM 570 LA Sports, Dream Center LA, and the Justin Turner Foundation. We'll be passing out over 10,000 meals. That includes 6,000 turkey meals with sides and over 5,000 hot meals. Thank you for your donations and being committed to the community. Okay. All right. Let's see. Time for who dis? Adam in Anaheim, are you there?
Yes, gentlemen. How are you?
Come on.
Good. How are you?
Come on, Adam. Come on.
Fight on, Rodney.
Fight on, baby. Fight on.
Ronnie, you
3-0.
Greetings, 3-0. Rogan and Rodney. Let's play the game. Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Let's stop fooling around. When you know it, yell it out. Here we go. I was the 32nd overall pick in the 2015 NBA draft.
Who is this guy?
I was.
Wesley Matthews.
Wesley Matthews. Good try, but...
And it is no good.
Montrezl Harrell.
There it is, Rodney.
I knew we were on that path.
Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I was the 15th overall pick in the 2011 NBA draft.
You thought it was the same one, huh, Fred? You got confused a little bit right there.
No, I had a typo. That was my fault.
But I read it right.
You did write it. You did read it correctly, yes.
Okay.
Mark Gasol.
Oh, good try.
Nelson, no!
What draft? 2011?
Serge Ibaka.
2011. Serge Ibaka.
Accident.
No good!
Whoa! Whoa! Fred?
Already, Fred?
Goodness. You don't have hieroglyphics over those buttons if you've ever seen what it is.
I know.
My goodness.
All right,
15th pick in the 2011 draft.
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. Wesley Matthews.
We already had that.
How about new?
All right, here's the next one. I am a two-time NBA champ and two-time finals MVP.
Oh, that's Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. And I think it was Adam.
I got it. Yes.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I think it was Adam.
Check that tape.
All right. Hold on, Adam. Kevin's going to check the tape. I do think you got in ahead of Rodney.
No. You know, Adam, all love, fight on, baby, but I got you that time.
Okay. Kevin's going to pull it up.
Not on my radio.
No?
Not on his radio, Rodney. All right, let's hear it.
He got the Adam delay on his radio.
Let's hear it. I am a two-time NBA champ and two-time finals MVP.
Oh, that's Kawhi Leonard.
It was Adam.
Because I said old that's, and I didn't say the name. I went to the old that's Kawhi Leonard.
Yep. Wasted time, Rodney. You wasted about a microsecond.
Yes, I did. Okay, Adam.
Adam, you got that.
I ain't got to cheat. I ain't got to cheat like Fred.
Why am I? I'm not even playing.
Cheat.
How could I cheat? I'm not even in the game.
You just like cheating for the sake of cheating.
All right, here's the next one. I am an eight-time MLB All-Star.
Justin Turner.
And it is no good.
John Smoltz.
How about new?
Clayton Kershaw.
Wow, Ronnie.
Really? Come on, Kevin.
What did I do?
Well, why
come
didn't
on,
Kevin?
Kevin.
What?
Really?
What?
Going to the well on Kershaw.
What's wrong with Kershaw?
What's wrong with Kershaw? That's too easy.
Well, you didn't get it.
I know, because it was too easy.
Oh, so if they're that easy, they don't even register in your mind.
Yeah.
You need to be challenged more. Here's your next one.
Are we all tied?
Yeah, everybody's got one. I've made four All-Star teams in my NBA career.
Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol is... Yeah.
And it is no good.
Oh, no?
No.
Who is this guy?
Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka.
How about new?
I was the fifth overall pick.
Rajon Rondo.
No good!
No. I was the fifth overall pick in the 2010 NBA draft by Sacramento.
Ooh.
Who is this guy?
Marcus Morris.
Nelson, no!
No. Next clue.
Wesley Matthews.
And it is no good.
Wesley Matthews again.
Yeah, you keep going to that Wesley Matthews.
Yes. Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder is...
How about new?
Yeah.
JaVale
McGee.
Okay.
And it is no good.
I spent most of last year on the Lakers roster, but never played for them.
Avery Bradley.
And it is no good.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That
Luol Deng.
Nelson,
no, the cat. What's his name?
You know his name.
Because
Jared Dudley.
How about new?
Last clue. Everybody get ready. It's going to take...
Oh.
The minute I say it, everybody's going to shout it. Here we go. Good luck. My nickname is Boogie.
Cousins.
Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm giving that to Rodney. You didn't say DeMarcus Cousins, but you said Cousins. I'm giving it to you.
Yes. Why are you giving it? That's his name.
Yeah, but Ronnie said DeMarcus Cousins. But I'm giving it to you. You said Cousins. And it couldn't have been confused with any other
Fred
cousin.
Cheating again.
No, it's not cheating.
You gotta be honest, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, according to the rules, it should be Ronnie's.
Why? You got to say the full name?
See, Fred, that's where it's getting confusing here.
Kevin,
because
did you say that
Rodney won, yet you said I should technically win because I said the entire name.
Kevin, what? You had a ruling on this.
You should say the full name, not nicknames or anything like that.
Well, that's the guy's last name.
True.
So if the answer is Magic Johnson, are you going to say Magic and you win, or are you going to have to say Irvin Johnson? Come on now.
I mean, if you say Magic Johnson.
Cousins was not to be confused, as Fred said, with anybody else that was on the board.
I mean, Magic Johnson's universal. Come on.
I get that.
It's like I can't. The answer can't be Christian Okoye. You say the Nigerian Nightmare. That's not his name.
I got that. But if you say Okoye, you say Okoye, that's a winner.
Yeah, I think we should give that to you.
Right.
Last name, yeah.
Okay, so. Okay.
But a nickname, no.
All right.
Last name, yes. Nicknames, no.
So, Ronnie, I wasn't cheating.
So, if it was turned around.
That's okay.
Boogie,
I'm not going to complain about it. Rodney,
you just
can
say
have it.
Boogie and not Boogie.
Before
Cousins?
He got to the last question of nickname.
No, if you just said Boogie.
If I'd have said drafted by the Sacramento and I said Boogie.
No.
No. If you said Boogie won. Cousins, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's the next one. I was a Pac-12 Freshman of the Year in basketball in 2017. No takers, huh? Next clue.
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, my God. Adam.
Wow.
Well done.
Got it.
All right, so here we are. It's our final question. Adam and Rodney are tied. Either one of you get it, you win. Ronnie, you get it. It's a three-way tie. Good luck to all. I am a two-time NBA champ.
Rajon Rondo.
And it is no good.
JaVale McGee.
How about new?
Avery Bradley.
No good.
Marc Gasol.
No, senor.
Kawhi Leonard.
And it is no good.
Danny Green.
How about new?
Next clue. I was the sixth man of the year in 2011.
Lamar Odom.
And there's your win, Adam. Nice job.
Look at you.
Nice job, Adam. Way to go.
Adam, if you could see Fred jump out of his chair to give you that win, man, I think you guys might be working together.
No, I was just excited for you, Adam. Good pulls for Adam today.
Adam, that was great.
Yeah,
well,
thanks,
Adam.
All right, Adam.
Right on, guys. That was great.
Listen, thanks for listening to the show. You know we appreciate it. Have yourself a really happy and safe Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This is it. You have been warned. Brace yourself. No one knows what is going to happen, but it's going to happen right after the top of the hour. Eric Dickerson will be here.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.